Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There are three things that wear me out. Wide open Wednesday. Not getting over the hump with political persuasions. And then one other thing that I don't need to say right now.
I'll just say it.
Say it.
Carrie Spiewak. Outside of that.
Those can't be your top three in life right now.
Outside of that. Outside. Yeah, those are the three things that make me want to say so long, a-holes.
Who can Dealer's take choice. A rainbow?
Cover it in deal.
Sprinkle it with chocolate and a miracle or two.
The Candyman. Prior to my first two marriages, that line was given to me by my father. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Thanks, Dad.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Who's this?
It's Preston from PA.
Hey, Preston.
Hello, Preston. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I haven't made my coffee yet, but I just got up about, 10 minutes ago, waited for 8 o'clock, and now I'm here. So there you go.
This show is better than any cup of coffee.
Talk to him, Rob. I mean, you haven't. I always monopolize the conversation. I'm sorry, Preston. You do a radio show. You are visually challenged. You call us on a regular basis, and we love having you on the show. How is your radio show going?
It's going pretty good. We had a good show this past week. We actually do pre-records every Sunday. We do like a pre-record session of each week's show. But we are live every Saturday on the Team Talk server.
Yeah, you actually sent me the information for your show. I'm going to try and check it out this weekend. What do we have to look forward to on this weekend's show?
I wasn't there for the pre-record this past Sunday because I was busy trying to get some moving stuff together. Moving plans worked out.
Right on.
I can
the
tell
Rob Spiewak Show, ladies and gentlemen. Have some vanilla in your coffee. Hi, how are you? Preston, we got to take another call, but thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Thank you, buddy.
Sure thing. Have a good day.
All right, take care.
You too, buddy.
Let's go to Jeff in Frederick, Maryland. Jeff, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Living the dream. Thank you.
I've been listening since like 92, man.
God bless you, Jeff.
It's been a long time. But within the last week or so of shows, Mike, you were singing "I've Gotta Be Mean."
I've got to be mean. I was just mean at the beginning of the show because we had two callers, and it's Preston for the fourth week in a row, and Rob was asking him about his radio show. And I thought it couldn't get any better. It could not get any
perfect time
better
sure.
than right now.
But Mike, one of my favorite bits that you guys do, that you and Rob do, is the dueling Michael McDonald's. So I'm wondering if you'll indulge me, Mike. I'd like to invite you. In honor of I've Got to Be Mean, to do dueling Sammy Davis Jr.'s with me.
All right. I can do that with you.
What a wonderful thought.
Now, do you have a particular song? Do you want I've Got to Be Mean? Or
let's do that.
Really, can I just say something, Jeff? This is my opinion, and this is going out to you. If you're going to do dueling Sammy Davis Jr.'s, I think Mr. Bojangles is the or Candyman.
Okay, all right.
Which, whatever you prefer,
who can
dealer's
take
choice.
A rainbow.
Cover it in deal.
Sprinkle
it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
You made my whole year, Mike.
Well, you did it. Your timing was good, even though we kind of stepped on it a little bit, but that's good. I just would like to say, Jeffrey and Frederick, what a wonderful call. You've taken me out of my early morning malaise, which was so deep and entrenched with Wide Open Wednesday. A struggle, usually, Wide Open Wednesday, Jeffrey, and you You've made it all the better, and I thank you for your incredible support and my wife Altavis.
Alto!
I'd like to send you greetings as well, Jeffrey, and I hope you continue to support the Mike O'Mara Show program.
I love you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Mike, there you go. Still have the cigarette butt?
Yeah, probably somewhere. I've got it. When Sammy Davis Jr. played in the Sammy Davis Jr. Greater Hartford Open when I was a kid, I went out to the golf tournament. It's probably where I started liking golf and followed the celebrities around. And I was such a celebrity stalker that Sammy took his cigarette and threw it on the ground, and I picked it up and I put it in my scrapbook and had Sammy Davis Jr.'s cigarette butt for many, many years. I might have that lying around somewhere. Rob in Green Bay, Wisconsin, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show on Wide Open Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, fellas?
I've been better. I've been better. I should be delighted because the Red Sox won, but
yeah.
The Red Sox, once again, a five-hour game. So after right at midnight is when the game ended last night. Congratulations to the Boston Red Sox, but it's an early call today, and you know, it's the Wide Open Wednesday. The lines are not locked and loaded, and I am not happy about that. I am not happy one little bit. Because it's the level of engagement that I'm looking for, and I'm seeing trends that I don't like. I like full loaded lines
loaded
on Wednesday,
lines.
Whether it's 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. But that's my thing, and I won't burden you with that because you know what, Rob? It doesn't apply to you because you have called in, sir, and I'm very happy about that. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to call. I'm so glad you guys are doing an early show today. I just got off a probably 8-day stretch of 11 plus hours at my overnight job. And I'm so glad it's over. I was going absolutely nuts, but listening to you guys every day when I was working my shift kept me sane, kept me laughing.
See, right there. That's a twofer call. That's a great call for a bit. And then another call from a guy like you out there slaying the drum. What do you do? Do you mind if we ask, what do you do 11 hours a day?
Fine. Actually, overnight freight supervisor for Home Depot.
Well, that's
man,
lucky.
Oh, man.
I thought he was an air traffic controller. And I was going to say, oh, that's tough.
11 hours. That's very, very difficult. That's got to be a grind, man. Yeah. Doing the freight and getting everything out of there. That's got to be
in and out.
A little tough. But thanks for slaying the dragon in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Are you a Go Pack Go guy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I got to say, I was really hoping my brewer was going to be playing your stock.
Yeah, because they would have been, you know what, I would have felt good for the people in Milwaukee to have that, and there's just something about the whole Dodger thing. We'll have to wait till they get back out to Los Angeles so we can look at Larry, if he's still going to the games, if he's not too old to be going to the games now. But there's something about, I understand exactly how that feels. I would like to see Milwaukee get in there too. And
it would have been fun, but I'm pulling for your boys to win, Mike.
Yeah, it's easy to hate the Dodgers. It's a lot of fun.
You know, it's funny about baseball. I found that a lot of people, if they don't have a team they root for, they certainly have a team they root against.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I do. Yeah. I certainly do. I do in football. Let's go to Eric in Portland, Maine. Eric, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Team O'Mara's crew.
Hi.
How is the weather up there in Portland, Maine on this chilly morning?
This will be Portland, Oregon, not Maine.
Oh, it's Portland, Oregon.
Early.
I forgot we got two. One on the east, one on the west coast. Well, what can we do for you in Portland, Oregon, my friend?
Well, we want to thank you all so much for the great show, and we cannot wait for the show that is coming up in Vegas.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
Vegas, baby.
Guy got mad at me online for, you know, going off on the guy that was getting rid of his tickets, and I was telling Rob how I got tired of that, and that's the attrition that you get when you get close to a show, and because it's such an intimate little fan group that it frustrates me, but we are pretty pumped up to get out there and be in Las Vegas. And as the guys will tell you, leading up to the Las Vegas show, I'm always the greatest guy to work with in the world.
Called Pleasantville, sir.
Yes, a lot of excitement
totally
in the air, tangible excitement.
Right, absolutely. Well, it's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to both shows, and we've got a tee time with spot open for you, Mike, on Saturday.
Ooh. What time on Saturday?
I believe it's about 10 o'clock, maybe 10:30.
Oh, gee, that might just be perfect.
Ah! Oh, there you go.
Royal Links.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring the sticks, but boy, I'd like to. Man, where are you going to be playing?
It's called Royal Links, real close.
I know Royal Links. I've played Royal Links. All right.
How nice of a course is it?
It's my first. It's very nice. They're all nice out there.
You guys
all
go pretty polls out
there. Yeah.
All right. Well, Eric, enjoy. And maybe you never know. You never know. So much for my fundraiser. But thank you for calling. We appreciate that. It is Wide Open Wednesday. The phone lines are open right now at 800-636-1. What is it?
888-920-MORE.
888-920-6673. I was giving the old phone number. It's early, ladies and gentlemen. And, well, there we have it.
That's it. Clean slate.
I'm going to blow it up.
Don't blow it up.
I'm going to officially kill it. Yeah, because what does your FaceTime do? What does your push notification do?
Well,
it does nothing. There's no engagement except for like 10 people.
There is.
I mean, those were two new people.
Yeah.
Outside of Preston, those were two new people.
I agree. Yes. I agree with you. It's not like this is the first time we are going through this iteration of, what are we going to do differently?
Well, we don't have a consistent start time, so that might screw it up
now,
a little bit.
Even when
but
we
I remember
have,
when we did it at 8 o'clock.
Hit or miss.
Yeah.
Hit or miss.
Yeah.
Right. Hit or miss when we have. And I'll say this, that Pony and I have had discussions in the background, behind the scenes. We're like, okay, how many people are actually listening online? Are they actually streaming the show listening online? How is this happening? Are they listening live or are they watching on YouTube now? A lot of questions are being answered.
Right.
It's still a little early to figure out if.
So what are your conclusions?
My early conclusions are that people just love this on demand. That's my early conclusion.
I'm 1,000% certain of that. And the only way we would do live phone calls is for people to schedule it and then make it an aberration. But people, well, I mean, the way I perceive the show to be consumed, it's always that way. That's the way it goes.
Well, but so what
it doesn't
scares
work
me
with live phone calls.
Is I don't want you to blow it up. I don't want destruction. I don't want to have the ability to
Why
revisit
not?
It. Because maybe.
Then what are you prepared to do to change my mind?
What I think we should do is make it more of a special thing. And there's your word, special. It won't be every Wide Open Wednesday. It will be an occasional.
You've got your phony tone on right now.
Yeah, you're a carny.
You've got
right
your
now.
Phony carny enthusiasm.
No, I'm trying
which is
to
kind
sell
of your
you on it.
Sticky. Well, you're not because you're using your phony
why
carny. Don't you think, Rob doesn't give a shit.
Why do I need the ottoman?
Okay,
tell me.
Okay, here's why you need this ottoman. Because the deal is that they've come to expect it. And you know what? Something that's the old regular, something that's always there, they're not going to cherish it. They're not going to value it. But if we make it an occasional thing, a special thing, then they're going to say, oh, I want to be a part of this because this doesn't come
so
around
once
every
a
week.
Month?
Maybe. And you know what? Maybe not even then. Just when we feel it's necessary. We need it.
May I add something will actually be of substance? And not that what Rob said wasn't of substance. It actually made sense. What I believe.
No, I think what he did say made sense. I believe
what I believe is this, is we are constantly finding ways, and that's why I love this effing show. This show is one of the most interactive shows in America. We are constantly finding ways for people to consume our product.
Yeah, and different ways. Video, streaming,
and continuing to be ahead of the curve and work hard to provide a high-end, top-notch product. We have to figure out in our eyes, and the reason why I run these numbers with Pony in the background isn't because I love data, and I don't think data is the end all be all, but we need to see trends.
Right.
So, and I'll tell you this, Mike, there are a ton of people listening online when they want to all the best ofs.
But those numbers continue to grow.
They watch and listen.
Which is
when
literally
they
what keeps us alive. Those were going, we would have a problem. But but as far as the streaming,
live streaming.
Like the minute we're taping the show,
is minimal.
So this is a feature that appeals to that, and it doesn't necessarily work for others. This is the way I watch television now. Mm-hmm. I watch my television shows when I want to. That's the way this show is consumed. And so I'm delighted that we have more listeners than we've ever had. I am thrilled that we have more video viewers than we've ever had.
That's good video.
I cannot tell you how excited I am about that. But this wears my ass out.
Yes.
This Wide Open Wednesday bowl.
Agreed.
Wears my ass out. There are three things that wear me out. Wide Open Wednesday. Not getting over the hump with political persuasions. And then one other thing that I don't need to say right now.
I'll just say it.
Say it.
Carrie Spiewak. Outside of that.
Those can't be your top three in life right now.
Outside of that. Those are the three things that make me want to say, so long, a-holes. screw you.
Wow. You know, we share one item on your list.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, no.
That's true.
Oh, no, don't say that.
But, other than that, it's a fine day. Fine day. And I should be more, I think I've become a jaded sports fan. I think I have become complacent. And so I need to have the Dodgers come back and make it interesting, because I'm somebody that's just kind of sitting there going, now, did I watch the whole game? Yes.
And the game killed. It was an interesting game.
It was an interesting game. It was not a blowout, but at the same time, it's not 2004.
No.
2004, my body, I physically manifested the stress. I was sitting there. I was in my restaurant and nobody could talk to me when the Red Sox were playing. That's how important. I still got a little of that when it came down to the wire against the New York Yankees. But now, I don't know. It's not what it used to be.
Well, you know what, though? You, as a sports fan, had a moment in 2004 that sports fans give their entire lives and never get.
Yeah, they may never.
I mean, and you know, you'll never match that.
They are now competing for their fourth championship in 15 years. Mm-hmm. There are high school students that have never known anything but success,
winners,
and joy and winning when my father chose to raise me in an environment of total losing all the time. But hey, it's fun. It's the World Series. It's still cool. And we'll talk about it maybe a little bit later. Hey, Joe Buck, still better than that other hump on TBS. Let's go to Sonia in Orlando, Florida. Sonia, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to Wide Open Wednesday, which we will still do, but perhaps modified.
Yes.
Not every single Wednesday. What can we do for you, Sonia?
Well, good morning. I'm usually sleeping when you guys have Wide Open Wednesday or running to work late. But anyways, I am calling because yesterday, I'm catching up on shows. I was listening to your story about Frankie and the Carrots. And I realized
that really turned a lot of heads, Mike.
The way she said it made me chuckle. Frankie, when she said Frankie and the Carrot. It sounds like an Aesop's fable.
It does. Frankie and the Carrot.
Yes, Sonia, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, quite okay. So I realized that I've heard Beluga's origin story. I have not heard Frankie's. I was hoping you could tell it, and I will listen and hang up. Or hang up.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you for the call. And listen, Sonia, what happened was that I picked out both of our dogs, believe it or not. Beluga, I picked out in Atlantic City, coming out of Atlantic City at a puppy place that said AKC Puppies, right off the side of the road, right at a farm, right off the side of the road. Picked out Beluga, and he became Carla's dog.
Always has been. Big high in AC, right?
A high followed by a low. We were busted. We were completely broke. Broke. Literally not able to access cash. The only way we would have gotten cash is if somebody wired us money. That's how little money. I mean, we used to go boom, boom, boom all the way.
Did you spend a lot of time reading the warning beside the ATM machine?
No.
I always liked that in Atlantic City. If you think you have a gambling problem.
800, here's your 800 number. So Frankie was a trip down to Florida and another gambling situation, because Carl and I have flirted with, not really flirted, many, many times in our lives. We have been full-fledged degenerate gamblers.
Yeah.
That's why you'll see the jar on stage at the theater, the tip jar. We'll tip tips for gambling. Thank you very much. I'm hoping I'm going for $25 that I'll get $25.
I think you can do
let
that.
It ride.
Don't forget your seed money. You'll need to put a little something in there to make sure people know.
I'll put a $5 in there.
That's strong.
I might put a $20 in there. So we get down to Fort Lauderdale, and of course I live over here, and we decide I'll have a special night with Carla at a hotel, and then we'll go back to the casa. She's here for a few days. I'm here for longer. She's got to fly back and go to work. So we come out, we lose again, and we're kind of bummed out, and we're leaving, because you always lose, by the way. It's Robert De Niro in the movie Casino. In the end, they get it all.
They do.
That's absolutely the way it is. That's the way it works. And so we're coming out of the joint, and there's, once again, puppies. And Carly goes, puppies. And I'm like, oh, puppies. Will they be puppies? And we walk in to what would best be described as a puppy mill, that kind of pet store. But it's more boutique-y. Because it's like those East Coast Florida Shishi Paris Hilton dogs.
Got it.
Everywhere.
Got it.
And they're all in, you know how you go into a puppy place and they're behind that glass?
Cubbies.
And they're in their little crates, and that's a, and there's a whole wall of them.
Separated from their families.
Separated from their
just
families.
Just like in modern politics.
Raised on a mill. And in the center, there's a little cage.
Like a
little
corral?
It's a little corral. That's exactly what it is. A little tiny corral set up. And inside is this tiny, little, adorable, cute chihuahua. Mm. And we see the chihuahua, and I look at the chihuahua, and he comes right over to me, and I pick him up. And I love this little. I said, now, this is a cute little chihuahua. I'd never seen a chihuahua that I thought was cute. I always thought they looked like aliens.
Yeah.
You know, with their
shaky,
big bulbous heads.
Shaky,
right?
Aliens, yeah.
They look like, that guy, what's his name? Tab's dog. Weird.
Yeah.
And so we're sitting there and I pick it up, and then we got to go. We got to catch a flight. I'm taking her to the airport. I said, I'll tell you what. I'm dropping you off at the airport. If that dog, when I come back, when I'm getting my flight back home,
mm-hmm.
when I come back, I'll swing by this place. If this dog is still here, I'm going to get this dog. And so I go the next couple of days. I'm there a little longer than she is. Then it's my time to leave, and I'm a man of my word. I swing by the puppy, and I'm running a little bit late. In fact, I'm running a lot late. And so I say, you know what? I'm going to get this dog. And so I begin the process. I did not know that the process, you think that those Hondurans in the caravan are having a rough time down in Mexico? Let me tell you. No,
buying a car takes less time.
Yes.
It was insane, the process. And then I get done with all this paperwork, that paperwork, this paperwork. He says, okay, just got to get this signed in Miramar. I said, what? He said, you have to get this signed by our veterinarian that we use. Yeah, I said, your veterinarian's half an hour in the other direction from the airport? And he said, yeah. He said, I said, am I going to have time? Well, it's probably only 20 minutes at this time of day. I'm like, I get into the car and, I am off like you would not believe. I'm like, get me going. And I head over to, I make it to the vet, and I'm super late.
Do you have the
and
dog then, with you for the ride to
I've
the vet?
I've got the dog, and he got the whole thing. I have the dog in the little doggy suitcase and all that. And it's off to Fort Lauderdale Airport, and the delight of the shuttle. I am pulling an OJ, running through the airport.
Yes.
I am dripping. I have soaked through the shirt that I'm wearing because I am running through the airport. I have got this dog with me. And at that point, I see on the board that at the gate that the plane is 20 minutes late.
Mm. Hey.
I would not have made the plane if it had not been 20 minutes late. So the plane was 20 minutes late. I'm still running. When I finally get to the plane, I am dripping wet, but I have made it. And I am out of breath. I am amazingly wiped out. And I get on the plane. And I've got my little dog. I got a window seat, and it's a 3-3, probably like a 737.
Right.
And I'm sitting in this plane, and I'm on the window, and this lady comes in, and she sits down, this old lady. And at this point, I start to breathe, and I start to calm down. I start to enjoy the fact that I've got this chihuahua. And I reach down, and I said, hope you don't. And I just because I knew she was going to think it was adorable, I said, hope you don't mind traveling with a little friend. And I unzipped the... I unzip the dog carrier, and Frankie's cute little face pops out, and he looks out with his big bug eyes, and she goes, oh, no, not a dog.
Oh, no.
With her bejeweled hands, and that was kind of the way the story went, and she...
I don't think we've ever heard this origin story before.
I shoved Frankie back under the seat where he stayed the whole time while this bitch... just was hemming and huffing and puffing. The plane lands.
Yeah.
I've got Frankie. And by the way, she's got her husband, Myron Cohen, who's on the aisle seat. A man like one. I'm being conservative here. He was 1/50th her size.
Okay. You must Google Myron Cohen to know how great
he
this
was.
He was
1/50th her size. And so we're getting off. I'm getting all my stuff out. She gets out into the aisle. And the door opens to the plane, and he's standing next to me, and I get my bag down. I've got Frankie, and I said, oh, where did your wife go? She always leaves first. I said, shocker. But anyway, that was it. And then when Carla saw me, picked me up at the airport on the curb, and I had Frankie behind my back, and I pulled Frankie out. I said, we have a new family member. And that was it. That was
that's
that
sweet.
Was she totally like decimated with pleasure when she saw the dog? Just loved it.
Never has been, Rob. Okay. Let's go to Richard in Columbia, Maryland. Richard, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ain't gentlemen.
Hello, Richard. What can we do for you?
Well, just before I get into it, I want to say I do like the 8 a.m. start because I have a standing 9 a.m. meeting at work, so I can never call at that point.
Yeah, we've gotten that from some people.
I did have to give it a couple of seconds because at 8 a.m. I was getting out of bed and you were going to get kind of a... So I had to get a little food in me before I could call.
He needed to boot up.
Oh, so that's okay. the reason why this call has been so great is that we gave you some time.
Thank you for the bio. We appreciate that, Rich. But I'm glad you're listening, and we're going to sporadically do it, but we'll still take some calls. That's the way it goes.
I do have a question relating
Get to it, boy.
Julia Jellybean.
Oh,
my daughter. Yeah.
Callback.
Go ahead.
So it appears that everything has gone well since then, which that story was a fascinating story on parenting. And I think I may have a James Jellybean of my own.
Oh, okay. Your son, obviously.
Yes. We were reviewing our...
Okay, I don't need the bio, please. Not the entire story. Do you have a question for Mr. Spiewak?
No, he's given us an example of his...
I know he is. I know. But I'm more than aware of what he's doing,
Get
Oscar.
To your example, sir.
We were reviewing our son's screen time, and we found out that he had been using YouTube when he wasn't supposed to, so we took away his devices.
Mm-hmm.
Found that he had been using way too much devices, took him away, happened to walk into his bedroom, found that he had stolen a device and was watching YouTube in the middle of the night.
What device did he steal?
He actually stole a laptop computer, like a early 2000s laptop computer, one that didn't have
from where
any sort of parental controls.
Right. From where did he steal it?
From where?
He stole it from my office.
Okay, thank you. So he stole your office, a work computer from you. He stole from you. Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And so he had taken this, and, honestly.
Tell him to stay on the computer. Let's go to Greg in Newcastle. Greg in Newcastle, you're on the. Sorry, I couldn't deal with that,
Well, you didn't ask what he was searching on the computer, videos on how to get adopted by another family.
Once every 6 months. Let's go. Greg in Newcastle, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
That's good. I like that. You know what? That's okay. That's a hit and run. I like that. That's good. Sorry I'm yelling at the guy, but I mean, it's one of those days. It's one of those
he's
days.
He's the caller that you want to listen to. You want to listen to at 1.5 speed. He's just not taking.
I just realized Julia Jellybean had the. Now, what is the solution for the man if he's still listening and he hasn't, unfriended me and blocked me for the rest of
my life? You take away all computers again and you ground him and you change the Wi-Fi password so the child doesn't know it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, if you change the Wi-Fi password, there's no way they're getting online unless they have their neighbor's password.
Or they reset the router.
That's high level. That's high level. Okay.
Or spank the child. Spank the child hard.
This is a very important Mo's stock tip of the day. Because everybody, if you've been following the markets, it's a roller coaster ride out there. It's up, it's down, it's all around. This could be the single most important Mo stock tip of the day. Muhammad, the markets are going crazy. I hope you got a good one for us today. What is it?
CGC, Canopy Grow.
Oh, you know what?
You know
I know this stock. Right. I am not a trader. I have nothing invested in it, but this is not the first time that I have heard this tip privately, now publicly. There's something going on right there.
What is it again, Oscar? You want to repeat it, please?
CGC, Canopy Grow.
Okay, CGC. Thank you, Mo, and hit his jingle, Rob Spiewak.
This has been Mo's
there we go.
Tip of the day.
Oscar's excited about this.
Again, what are the odds you hear something privately, not insider trading, privately... Really? And then a week later, you hear it again publicly, and it's not the same dude.
Whoa, that's good. Maybe I'll call my guy. And my guy will do the same thing he always does. He says, sorry, I need to lose you money. Come on now. I need to.
I can't invest that. Someone stole a laptop from my office.
Sorry about that.
Brian in Baltimore. Last call for Wide Open Wednesday. Hello, okay. Brian. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, guys. Happy Wednesday. With regards to, you know, how I listen to the show, first of all, bonus show subscriber. Those bonus episodes build because my wife's about to go into labor any day now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I listen on the app as often as I can when I'm at work. I watch on YouTube when I'm working from home. So I try to do it on demand, but I try to listen live as much as possible.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, we're aware of that. We know that we've got our group of folks, and I love our live listeners. I really do. It's because we're all radio people, and that's fun for us. So that's that we appreciate that, Brian.
And I did have one quick question.
Yeah, lay it on us.
This is for everybody. What kind of snacks would you pack for the hospital?
Ooh, that is a solid question.
One strong tip. Buy yourself a stack of regular Hershey bars and give one to every nurse that visits your wife, and they will not forget you, and they will appreciate it. Don't think
Oscar,
of yourself.
If you were
think
in that
the
circumstance,
nurse.
What would you pack snacks?
I think
at
this
all,
gentleman or? Wants sustenance for himself, but I see what you're saying, Rob.
Yeah, I understand that. Rob's right, though. Rob's he's right about that.
You want to get something that isn't going to be messy because you will have to go to the restroom to clean your hands at all times if you get something that'll melt or crumble it. If I was going to take any snack, it would be little bags of like the snack pack of chips because either you're going to pay for them before you get there. You're going to pay $1 each time you go to that vending machine. If you got a variety pack of chips like you do for little kids' lunches, you'll be set for some time.
Yeah.
And as I've always said to all my young fathers out there, B-O-W, Brian. B-O-W.
B-O-W?
Yeah. Bottle of whiskey!
Yes, sir. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello, Reagan. I'm a friend of your mother's. I'd like to help you.
Scared.
You might loosen the straps.
I'm afraid you might hurt yourself, Reagan.
I'm not Reagan.
Well, then let's introduce ourselves.
Oh, no.
I'm Damien Karras.
And I'm the devil. Now kindly undo these straps.
If you're the devil, why not make the straps disappear?
That's much too vulgar a display of power, Karras. Me, Robbie Lee Dictu, don't you agree?
You speak Latin.
Ego te absolvo.
Quod nomen mihi est.
La plume de matante.
How long are you planning to stay in Reagan?
Until she rots and lies stinking in the earth. What's that?
Holy water.
You keep it away. It burns!
In the face of the enemy. Let the enemy have no power over her. I'm the son of the liquid to be powerless to harm her.
Your mother sucks. And hell, Karras, you faithless slime.
Come on to me.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty Lord, word of God the Father, Jesus Christ, God the Lord of all creation, gave to your holy apostles the power to tramp underfoot serpents and scorpions. Grant me, your unworthy servant, pardon for all my sins. And power to confront this cruel demon.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike. That's scary time. We do that around Halloween. That exorcist is some of the scariest audio.
She speaks Latin.
Now I know why when people back in the day went into that theater, they really did. That was before they faked that hype. That's when people really were being, escorted out because they were that freaked out.
Oh, yeah. Why? Go on, look at newsreel footage. There's people passing out in the theaters. It's horrifying stuff.
Yeah, it's scary, scary, scary. From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show, TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast. We have loyal following of listeners. Delighted to have you with us. We'll figure out the Wide Open Wednesday thing. We appreciate your calls. And our show today brought to you by Alex Papp. Alex is the grand poobah of NorCal Realtors.
Poobah.
We
Excuse me.
Little wow. Pooh right there.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
At the paddles?
That was a burp.
Yeah, it started
that
in your toes.
That was so disgusting. I've never done that in my career. Anyway, Alex is the grand, a little too much water. Grand Poobah. I made myself laugh. I'm not going to get through this. Alex, we love you. He's the Grand Poobah of NorCal Realtors. If you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you too. And he wants you to buy a home.
Buy a home.
Buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year. So right now is the best time to buy. I'm going to go back and listen to that.
Yeah.
Invest in your future and let Alexander Papp show you how. Alex makes it easy, from finding the perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. You know, kids, sometimes you can be simply too relaxed when you're doing a radio show. Alexander Papp
is rated. Keep your wits about you, Mike.
5 out of 5 stars.
Like
the lady at McDonald's with Carla the other day.
That's right.
He's 5 stars. Zillow, truly a realtor.com. I'm really sorry, Alex. Stop looking at homes online and give Alex a call. 916-276-2129. 916-276-2129. You can rap with that. Alexander's licensed in the entire state, but he focuses exclusively on Northern California. So give him a call, 916-276-2129, BRE019-860-31, Prado Real Estate. It's a snap with Pap.
Yes.
And this is a little trip down radio history week here as we share a story with you. Let me give this to you from People Magazine. Waitstaff rely on the kindness of strangers to make ends meet, and occasionally the risk pays off. Literally, a server at Sup Dog's restaurant in Greenville, North Carolina, Elena Cluster, arrived at work this past Friday and thought it was a normal day. Her boss, Brett Oliverio, or Brett Oliver, which they put in the news story, the online version, the intern that wrote it, assigned her a table. It's Brett Oliverio. We know the guy. Assigned her a table of two after her shift started at 4 p.m., so she promptly brought the diner's waters and gave the pair a few minutes to look over the menu. That's when she came back. She a second time, there were no customers at the table. Instead, the diners had left a note that read, "The waters were great," and $10,000 in cash. She said, "I thought someone was playing a joke on me," the waitress said. "I wasn't that excited. I just said, what is this?" She was just blown away. She was completely confused. After Olivero told her that the money was her tip, she spotted two men with cameras at different tables. She asked them if they were part of the prank, and they simply told her to subscribe to the YouTube channel of Mr. Beast. This all happened at Sup Dogs down in the Carolinas. And the cool thing about the gentleman who joins us right now is we have a history with this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
This is Brett Oliverio, who worked on the Junkies show for years and now joins us because he's the owner of Sup Dogs in Greenville, North Carolina, and a second location in Chapel Hill. And Brett, this is exploding. This is a big, big story, my friend.
I know, it's been crazy. And first off, I want to say, you know, back in the day, you know, 1999, the John and Mike show was one of the biggest shows in the country, and you were always super cool to me. So was Rob, and I was just a lowly intern, and you guys, you know, one of the biggest shows in the country, and you took time to be nice to, you know, the night show's intern. So, you know, it's something I always appreciated, and it's super cool to be on right now.
That's nice to say.
Very cool.
I somehow thought Rob gave you a hard time. I was working off of memory and thought that Rob gave you a hard time because you were kind of quiet, you were kind of understated, and I thought Rob. So you're disappointing me right out of the gate by saying that. Rob,
that's not Rob to say that behind the scenes I wasn't making fun of him.
No, on the air I thought you said
there was no
Brett
blood.
Brett would remember better than you would. Did Rob ever? Was Rob ever like funny with you on the air? Did he ever pick on you on the air?
I don't think so. I think he was always. He goofed on everyone on the air, but behind the scenes, he was just, you know, another one of the guys at the station, which I thought was really cool.
I know that's true. I know that was true. Brett, this story, I saw your name just jumped out, you know, and I know the backstory where you went down there and you, this is your labor of love for your family and your brother, that these restaurants are doing gangbusters, that they're on the map nationally, and it's doing great. This entire viral story about the waitress getting the $10,000 trip, it just blew me out of the water when I saw this. So did you get any
heads up about this guy who, what is it called, Mr. Beast, that this might be happening? And well, tell us the backstory. How did this all go down?
Yeah, I mean, it was homecoming weekend, and things were busy. And someone came in and went up to one of our bus guys, and he's like, hey, I need to talk to the owner. I'm about to do something crazy. And this day and age, what could that mean? It could mean,
yeah, really,
you know, something really, really bad. Or I was upstairs and I ran downstairs and I just said, "Hey, man, what's going on?" He's like, I need two menus and two waters at this table right here. And then I saw he had a little camera in his hand, and I'd heard some stories about some famous YouTube guy that was living in the area and giving away money. So then I kind of had a vibe that this is what it was about. So I'm like, all right, let's just do it. So in walked Mr. Beast. He sat at a table, ordered two waters. Server brought him menus, and he started sipping the waters. And when she went to take his food order, he just sort of walked out and left a stack of $100 bills, like 3 or 4 inches high. So we ordered two waters, took a few sips, and left $10,000 on the table.
Wow.
And the reaction from Elena, who is a student, right? She's a student down there, one of your waitresses.
Yeah, in nursing school.
And she had no clue that this was coming. She wasn't part of this at all.
She had no idea. She just kept looking at me, and they released a video last night, but she just kind of was like, "What is this? What is this, a joke? You know, this." What I thought was cool is her initial reaction wasn't just to pocket it and run out. And a lot of people online are like, "Man, I would just put that $10,000 in my pocket and quit." Her initial reaction was, she's like, I can't keep this. This is too much money.
Her initial reaction was
to split the money, which was cool.
Yeah, and I mean, she took like $800 of it and split the rest with everybody else in the restaurant. This guy, Mr. Beast, have you done any research on him? What's his MO? Is this his shtick? Is this what he does all over the country?
Yeah, he's just a guy who, I mean, his YouTube videos are getting anywhere from 10 to 15 million views. And I think that just equates to big advertising bucks. So he's just literally going around and doing these random acts. And the weird part is, like, you would think you're going to give away $10,000. Like, there's going to be a production and they're going to make it. It was literally just... let's leave 10 grand on the table, film the server's reaction, and then that's it. Like, they weren't worried about like camera angles or audio or any type of production. It was, let's just film her reaction and throw it on YouTube.
Pure YouTube video. That's so cool. That is so very good. Hey, Oscar, I think we have our idea. That's what we'll do. But there'll be like $12.
Yeah, we'll have to find $10,000.
Well, I was thinking something similar, but we just need to find someone to give us the money.
You know, any way to get the job done, that's right. The way it's going to do. How are the Sup Dogs doing in the Carolinas, in Chapel Hill and Greenville?
Good, man. They're doing real well. We're lucky. It's incredibly busy, but it's just hard. You know, the restaurant business is just a grind every single day. I mean, there's nothing like, oh, you own two restaurants in college towns. Like,
Everybody thinks you're like you're Bill Gates when you're in the restaurant business. I have that experience where having my own joint, and everybody thinks that, but it is the hardest thing in the world. It is constant toil. You're constantly having turnover with staff. It's just all the same stuff, but you're getting great reviews on the restaurant. Rob, I know you had a question.
Yeah, I do.
Brett.
As far as the restaurant business, I know one of the key factors of success is the best restaurateurs are always on site. But you have two restaurants. How do you split up the time between the two of them?
Yeah, good question. I am just sort of back and forth depending on what's going on. So right now, I mean, I was in Chapel Hill. I was in Greenville, North Carolina yesterday. Today I'm in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'm just really back and forth as much as I can. And then, you know, cameras and just camera every inch of the restaurant. And it's just all day, every day, like nonstop work. That's the challenge. Like, one restaurant, you could be in there 12 hours a day and grind it out that way. Two restaurants, it's just a lot. But we're lucky.
That's why, you know, Brett, if I were you, I would have pocketed the $10,000. You would have been in your rights. you would have been well within your rights. You know, have the cameras, get the great reaction from Elena.
Right.
And just be like, oh, my God, that's fantastic. Elena, okay. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, you guys take care. Elena, I'll need to see you in the back office for a second here.
To discuss our new tipping policy.
Want to talk to you about your check a little bit. How many employees were there and how much? I'm curious about the breakdown of the day. She said she didn't even keep a grand of it. She kept $800 of the $10,000 tip. How did the rest of the employees get it doled out? And did you split it between the two restaurants or just the one down in Greenville?
Yeah, just the one down in Greenville. I mean, it's a pretty big operation. So we have 82 employees at that location.
Wow. Oh, that is big. So, that's huge. Okay.
So right. So it's I mean, it's like we're open 16 hours a day and we have like two bars, two kitchens. So it's just a big sort of thing going on. So she kept 800. The other girls that were on her shift kept 200, and then everyone else on staff got 100. Which
so nice.
10 grand, a ton of money, but split between 82 people, you know, it kind of goes thin. But still, $100 if you're a cook who's just grinding out on the grill or the fryer.
Absolutely, like, absolutely.
Big win.
Did you at any point, Brett? Did you feel like perhaps saving a little bit of money and putting in an envelope and sending it to Johnny Cakes Auville?
Dude, that's the last guy that needs money.
yeah, that's the one. He's got every nickel he ever made.
First dollar he ever earned. Yeah, yeah.
That's,
a guy worked. I mean, here's a guy who worked at Toys R Us, right? Yeah. And now I'm sure he's a multimillionaire.
John Auville. Oh, yeah. And, yeah, they're still at WJMK, and here I am doing a podcast. Anyway, it's always makes me cry, Brett, when I do that. Hey, Brett, that is so cool. Yeah. And give Elena
congratulations.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
And, you know, I think it's I never got a chance to tell you this, but I think it's pretty terrific what you did going down there, taking over from your brother and all the great things you're doing. I wish you nothing but success and continued success with both restaurants. And I hope you get 20 of them. I hope it goes national.
Yes.
And someday everybody's working for you, Brett Oliverio. Thank you very much,
Brett. I really appreciate it, guys.
Take care.
That's Brett Oliverio. Right. And he worked on the Junkies for a long time. And Rob, I was wrong. I thought you were cruel to him.
I probably was.
There were many interns you
he's
were cruel to.
He's cruel
to
most. Yes. So I think, to put two and two
what
together.
A nice thing when a guy says that, that you're not associated, it's really not associated with your show, but has nice things to say about you and me behind the scenes.
Said nothing about Buzz or Don.
No, not a word.
Oscar, oh, you're trouble. Hold on. Turn the music down.
Stop the music.
Out of the way. I do have to thank this gentleman. Paulie in Brooklyn, I know you're calling late, but I have to say thank you on Wide Open Wednesday. I got the hat, Paulie. I know you heard the show. You didn't know that I had said anything, and I didn't write you, but I will tell you that the hat is absolutely perfect. I will treasure that hat. I will wear that hat. It's the perfect fit. I love the fact that it says 2018 postseason and that it's not one of those garish championship hats. And, Paulie, it rocks. Thank you very much.
Thank you, boss. My pleasure. Two things before we go to break.
Yes.
Because I know you cut me off a lot of times. I got a Las Vegas story and a behind the scenes, okay?
Okay, lay it on us.
Story, my in-laws went to Vegas with a couple 5 years ago. His friend goes up to the cash machine to get 20 for 100. He slips in the 100. He gets back 500. Like, what the hell is this? He thought he was being punked. He does it again. Somehow they put a sleeve of hundreds in where the 20 should have been. So there's a guy behind them waiting. He turns around. He goes, listen, I'm going to be a while. after all said and done, he walked away with 5K and never got caught.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Sticking it to the man.
Yeah. Right?
I love that.
So now, behind the scenes, someone asked about Americast, and Fredo said you have to ask TMOS. Or what's the story behind that? And I'm leaving for the Bahamas on Saturday. I'm going on the Kiss Cruise on Halloween. I won't be able to see you guys in Vegas. God bless. I hope you have a great show. And get your ass to the East Coast on the next live show. I love
you. Okay. Paulie. Thank you, Paulie. Thank you very much. That's awesome. We love that. That's cool. He's going. Paulie on the Kiss Cruise.
It's a, he's going to get a very big tan.
Man,
as
I wish
Kevin
I was
Meaney
on that.
Would say.
I can imagine they better hose down those chaise lounges after that cruise is over. That's for sure. All right.
Can I answer Omerocast?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Retooled, coming back in the new year.
Yeah.
Ah, very exciting. Good news. All right, we'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's an exciting new era for the Mike O'Mara Show with three exciting new partners, Walmart, Macy's, and Target. With this new partnership, you can buy almost anything. Be like Mike and buy a really big stopwatch. Be like Rob and buy Birkenstocks. You can get a douche like Oscar. You can buy Japanese dolls like Pony. Be like Nikki Diamond and pick up a lock. Be like Dan and buy fans in bulk. You can buy children's size clothing like Katie. Be like Paulie from Brooklyn and buy, I don't know, some garlic bread or something. Just click through the new link and get shopping now.
Wait. That's terrific. Who's the author of that one? That's nice.
That's Coach Alan Gigax. Alan always does good work for us.
Thank you, Alan. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm holding in my hand, look at this little tube right here.
Yes.
You know what that is? Anybody know? This is Scentbird. This is a fragrance that I ordered online from a fabulous website, scentbird.com. Have you ever had someone come up to you and say, you smell amazing? What are you wearing? Of course you have. Whether it's Gucci, Prada, Versace, you have good taste and you know what you like. It ain't cheap. But there is a way to have great taste and save cash at the same time. Everybody knows how much those fragrances cost if you go to a store. Scentbird.com keeps me smelling amazing month after month. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service. I'm going to spritz mine on right now. Here we go.
Ooh.
Oh, there's my hat. There's my Gucci.
You're welcome,
Gucci
ladies.
Man. Oh, my God. Hello. Make love to me.
You know, that's awfully soon, Mike, after that burp for you to be saying that.
That was nasty.
That really was.
Don't isolate that or go ahead.
Okay.
Scentbird has 450 designer brands. It's the real deal. It's like a monthly scent adventure. Choose a scent and they'll send you a 30-day supply. It's so cost effective. That's 120 sprays, so you'll always smell amazing. Plus, free shipping all the time and never deal with crowded department stores. I'm wearing Tom Ford. Oscar has Bulgari. And Rob has... I'm actually wearing Gucci. And Rob loves his Kenneth Cole. Scentbird has our studio smelling better than ever. That's why I always use Scentbird.com. With this exclusive offer, you get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first cologne. Scentbird.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS for 50% off your first month. And by the way, these little spray bottles that they have right here, they're so perfect for the car.
Yes.
You throw them in the car so you're always fresh when you hop out. Scentbird.com/TMOS. Sign on, smell great, Scentbird. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We got to cover this because it's the big story today in the United States of America. Last night when I saw that they had picked a winner, I thought that for some reason there was misinformation that came out where they had gotten six winners in the Powerball when actually they only got one. And Carla didn't know until this morning that they got a winner from South Carolina. We don't know.
It's Mega Millions, right? And that's different than Powerball.
I don't know.
It is Mega
Millions. Is it Mega Millions?
Mega Millions. Powerball is for Friday.
That's the $1.6 billion that won last night. So I just wrote OMG and posted it and then took it down. Like, there's my big dupe for the listening audience.
I bought, I think I had $30 in it, and I know that I matched the magic ball. I got the five on one of them. So you get some, do you get any money for that?
$10?
Hey!
$100?
There you go.
It's I think you might, I think you might get that. We haven't checked our tickets yet, so we're not sure. And then the, so it's the Mega Millions that was the 1.6, and then what, the Powerball is tonight?
It's Friday.
Friday night.
That's $600+ million. So. Yeah.
When I check my tickets.
That would be, yes, go ahead.
I go to the lady at the convenience store, and she runs them, and you know, pardon me, it goes like a little like when it doesn't win. And I said, could you check it again? Because I'm pretty sure I won about $1 billion. And she's from out of town, and she looks at me like I might be serious. I
said, is she from way out of town?
Way out of town, another nation.
She's from another nation.
Also, South Carolina, one of seven states that where you don't have to publicly come out and say,
that's right,
I'm the winner.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. I would keep that a secret. You got to say it in Florida. You got to let them know who you are in Florida.
If someone wins in Florida, they're going to be running down the street screaming with their shirt off.
In D.C., for the listeners in DMV, you've got $2 million tickets sold in Maryland and one in D.C. and two in Virginia, if I'm not mistaken. Million-dollar tickets.
The rule in Florida is if you win the lotto, if you win the Mega Millions, you have to spend $1 million on political ads for the Democrats and $1 million on political ads for the Republicans. And and you have to do that, like, right away. You have to get... We are so
even
inundated
if they,
with it
even
right
if
now.
They cancel each other out?
Even if they cancel each other out. That's just the way it goes. But you have to come forward with that. And, you know, does anybody get a little philanthropic when you think about that amount of money? And,
oh, yeah.
Once I lose, leading up to my not winning, I don't have any thoughts like that whatsoever. It's all me, like the rest of Americans. I'm like, what would I do? Then when someone wins, that's when I begin to think about the actual dollars involved and what the dollars could do for areas like the panhandle of Florida, decimated by the hurricane. But that's the only time I get philanthropic is when I think about spending somebody else's money. If it was me, I'd be like, boy, I get philanthropic with an Aston Martin in my driveway.
But Mike, to be honest, that is truly being the most selfless of all. Because it's not even your money that you're giving away.
I know. I'm giving, constantly always. Giving. But it is kind of the way we are, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of the way we roll in this country. It's me. So we'll see if they go public. They probably won't. I wouldn't.
I think it's going to be hard to hide that.
Yeah.
That's a big deposit.
Right. Yeah. Especially
when the solid gold mobile home shows up.
Yeah. When you drive by the house and the whole yard is no longer lawn, it's chocolate pie. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. If you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and you have any technical support questions whatsoever, it might be the app, it might be any question you have, you can contact our man, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom. And Ponyboy, what is the best way to contact you?
All you have to do is email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
There's no need to get pissed off.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen to me right now. I love my Ring doorbell.
Yes.
Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. I know you know about their smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people everywhere. Ring helps you stay connected to your home from anywhere in the world. So if there's a package, delivery, surprise visitor, you get an alert. You'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone, no matter where you are. I love, 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 love it. Thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. Now, I told you about this. I just got the Ring floodlight cam. Scared the pants off of my sister when she was coming out of my house the other day.
Luke, I am your father.
Now, you don't want to do it for shtick like I do, but it's great. It's easy to install. I can keep track of Maine while I'm in Florida. It's the world's only motion-activated security camera with built-in floodlights that you can turn on and off at will.
Yes.
They go on automatically, but you can turn them on. It's a siren alarm. Also, you can key an alarm. You can talk to the perps that are on your back porch.
The no-goodniks?
Like, you can see, hear, speak to anyone on your property from anywhere. You just can't believe the technology. It blows my mind when you really think how this Ring technology
is here.
How good. It's really great. If you get the protection plan, which I did, all of your Ring video is saved forever. That equals peace of mind. That can be used for the bad guys as well. As a TMOS listener, you have access to a special offer on a Ring starter kit available right now. This is a wonderful package. It's the video doorbell, motion-activated floodlight cam. This starter kit has everything you need to start building a Ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS and start living safer today. It is wonderful stuff, and you should get on the Ring bandwagon, ladies and gentlemen. Oh boy, we're running super late on the show today, but I just wanted to say, I know there are a lot of people out there that hate Joe Buck, that don't like Joe Buck as an announcer, but he is so much better than the other guy, and I'm so happy to have professional announcers who at least are paying attention to the game at hand and not reading a stack of statistics.
I bet
so
Joe
I enjoyed
Buck,
my baseball.
I bet Joe Buck loves that guy called the run up to it because now he looks great.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he looks great. Joe Buck is a polarizing broadcaster and has been because of his kind of snarky attitude.
Very snarky,
I'm Joe Buck. But with baseball, I get the impression, and people might disagree with me, that Joe Buck settles into channeling the spirit of his late father, Jack Buck, and he kind of settles into. It just, I thought he was really good at engaging in the game. And it just seems like he's more of a pro. I'm sorry. He's done a million of them as opposed to the other guy. And it's great to see Fenway. There's so many levels that I enjoy this. You know, it's the Dodgers and the Red Sox, these two legendary ball clubs that you have. And then you get to see the pitcher's breath in Boston. And yeah. I like to say, I live in Florida. So I'm happy about
that. And also,
that
if you
well,
were, if you know. Were, you needed a little rest, if you know, wanted to catch a nap before the game, you had James Taylor's national anthem to give you.
I missed
you
that. I missed all of that because I was we were putting the little guy down and we got to wrap up Jeopardy.
Of course.
Got to do that, you know. Got to watch the wheel. Got to watch my two shows, my stories. Yeah, that's how pathetic I am.
Hey, you know, be a good before and after, James Taylor Swift.
Before and after puzzle.
Yeah, I'd like
before
to solve it,
before and after puzzle.
There you go.
Did they really wheel out James Taylor again?
Yeah, and it was a yawn.
It's the World Series.
But for game one, bring someone out. Come on.
I mean, really, eventually it's going to be, well, it's Halloween. James Taylor must just look like a skeleton.
Yeah, I
right
thought
now.
It was the Crypt Keeper for a second.
No. Oh, see. All right. Well, I mean, they do the pageantry. They really, really
they did a
do
good job
pageantry.
With the pageantry, yeah.
And then it's another game tonight, so it's mm-hmm. a lot of fun. And so long, sleep. No need for it. No need for it whatsoever. But yeah, I'm enjoying the World Series. We will take a break. We do have a news you may not need, and we'll do that for you when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. As you're listening to Song Stylings of Wang Chung on Power 105 WAVA. Don't forget, it's a big baseball week. Hope we have lots of fans. Take care, everybody.
It's been a strange season so far on Big Football. The outcomes have been rather frightening lately.
Listen up, Spurlock.
If you're looking to win big, listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. They have a creature who can help you with your picks.
Giggity time.
4 out of 5 bookies can't be wrong.
Listen for his diamond pick of the week. The Merle and the Caddy. Nikki Diamond, the pride of Baromph on TMOS. Football picks so good, they're scary.
Oh, it was waiting for a light him up. We didn't get that at the end. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center,
yes.
People. Or I should say, the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center.
Dinner.
Your holy trinity of retail bargains featuring...
Yes?
Macy's.com. Target.com. And... Walmart.com.
What?
But wait.
Yes?
Here's the best part. Yeah. When you access these sites through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. That's fun and smart. Plus, plenty of free parking and no lines. Just make sure to access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. You can't miss them. So if you need it, buy it right now by clicking through at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Costs you nothing, means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, they're all right there on the website. How are we doing with the app? Is there anything on the app yet, or are we still working on
it? As soon as Apple
that?
Approves it, we'll be up and running.
So that hasn't happened yet, but go to the website. That's how you want to access Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. That's the only way to shop now. Go spend money, and we thank you.
News.
Boo. Megyn Kelly. She's in trouble again.
Yeah.
Megyn Kelly makes a lot of missteps.
Seems like it, right?
Megyn Kelly should have stayed at Fox. I think she would have been better over there.
Or maybe just retired.
She's in trouble again, this time for saying that blackface on Halloween was okay when she was a kid.
Duh.
I mean, blackface. Blackface was 20 years ago that was controversial.
Oh, even more
than that. I mean, what
is
she doing, right?
Yeah.
As long as she says it's okay as long as you were dressing up as a character. Well, what's the character she's dressing up as? I mean, come on. Naturally, she took tons of heat.
Yeah.
She later walked it back and admitted that she's never been a PC kind of person. Okay, there's the dog whistle for the right,
that.
The alt-right, you know, yeah. PC. Wimps. Sorry, wimps. Come on, Megan. Duh.
When you turn common sense into being a bugaboo, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah, it's like, exactly.
Oh, well, I don't go with the flow. Eat food. I don't breathe air.
Mm-hmm. I watched the Today Show this morning, the way that her coworkers addressed the situation. And okay. I think both of them, both Craig Melvin and Al, they really addressed from their standpoint. They said, look, everybody talks about how this is a teachable moment. How about we say in 2018, you should know that the origins of blackface have never been accepted. They never have been okay. They never have been a situation where we can make light of what the roots of that actual type of costuming, quote unquote, is.
How about a little growth? About a little intellectual growth?
Advancement. It goes as far back as Charlie Chan.
Yeah,
like, that's not acceptable, Rob.
I'm not part of this, Oscar.
He was setting you up with that.
He was a great detective, though. Very smart.
All right. Well, here's another guy that's a bit of a stain. Here's a pro tip for you if you're ever about to make sweet, passionate love to John Mayer. He will sing his songs to you.
Yes!
But only if you ask, because he's not really that kind of guy. Oh, God.
I mean,
what is John Mayer? 70 now? How old is he?
He's aged gracefully.
In an interview with Cassie David.
He's better looking now than he ever has been.
That's Larry David's daughter. On
Does she look like her old man?
No, she is gorgeous.
Oh, is she good? All right.
Cassie David is, she's Larry David's daughter, which is amazing. He says to her, if it's after a show and a... That's gross right there, if it's after a show. So he's banging a groupie there?
Yeah, like, sweaty John Mayer after a show.
So he's doing a David Lee Roth. If a girl asks, sing Your Body is a Wonderland, do you want to be the kind of guy who goes, no, you want to play along? Oh, shut up. I get John Mayer. Is he a legendary ass?
Oh, he's a coxman.
He is.
He's using all his tools.
Elsewhere in the interview, Cassie asked John if he's ever pleasured himself to his own music. His Cassie was all ramped up with John Mayer. He said, quote, I don't think I've done it to any music except when I was much younger and MTV was all there was for a young man. In what world do you imagine that a man would do that to his own music? John also admitted that his count when it comes to the ladies, as Oscar referenced before, is, quote, sub 500. But he added that he gets rejected a lot these days because he has become PR poison.
Oh.
Much because of stories like this.
Oh, thank
you. You know what's amazing is I am also less than 500 with the amount of women I've been with. So
congratulations.
I'm just like John Mayer. And I'll sing.
Back in June, we heard that the Jerry Springer Show was ending after 26 seasons and almost 4,000 episodes. Now, Jerry has lined up his next gig.
Oh.
Thank God. And he's going to be taking on Judge Judy. Seriously. Listen to this. Alert your wife. NBC Universal is reportedly developing a show for Jerry called Judge Jerry.
Oh, God.
And it sounds like every other courtroom show out there, except with Jerry on the bench. Jerry has never been a real judge, not that he'd have to be to play one on TV, but before he was a talk show host, he was a lawyer and a campaign advisor for Robert Kennedy. He was also once the mayor of Cincinnati, and didn't he pay for a hooker with a check?
That's how he got caught, yeah.
If the show gets off the ground, it'll premiere next fall.
I'll watch.
Bank on it. It'll be a smash.
Do you think he's under 500 with women?
That's interesting. Depends if you count the ones he's paid for.
That's true.
There's a woman in Australia named Penny, and she just shared the story of what she did before her wedding to try to guarantee that she'd look better than her bridesmaids, her older sister Maggie and her younger sister Charlie. Penny says that in the month leading up to the wedding, she'd make them breakfast smoothies every day. She said they were, quote, slimming smoothies, so all three of them would look skinny at the wedding. But she was secretly putting a triple serving of weight gain powder from a bodybuilding shop in her sister's drinks to plump them up so she'd look skinnier next to them in photos.
Maddie's jaw literally just dropped. It was so great to look over there.
And the plan worked. They both gained enough weight that they had to have their dresses altered.
Oh, man.
So Penny says when she looks at her wedding photos now, quote, I sometimes feel a twinge of guilt, but mostly I feel happy.
Of course you do.
Very nice lady, Penny. Yes, that sounds kind of like
devious.
An American thing to do.
Devious.
It does.
Now there's another video that claims we've also been using cheese graters wrong. Yeah.
What?
How do you, when you use a box cheese grater, how
box
do you
grater.
Do, you know, you stand it up, a box grater, and you like go up and down with the cheese and it gets in the middle and you pick it up. Well, this cheese grater, the box grater, apparently we're doing it wrong. It's got the four sides, the handle on top, so all the cheese falls to the bottom. we're not totally sold on the idea that this is how they're really intended to be used, but we've seen people online who have tried it, and they claim it does make the process easier. Here's what you do. Instead of holding it so the cheese falls down through the bottom, try turning it on its side and grating the cheese that way. Instead of up and down, you go back and forth, which they claim is easier, and it saves time. If you do it that way, all the cheese still stays inside the grater, and you can dump it out in the bowl when you're done.
Like so a mandolin slicer, almost.
You do it sideways. I have no idea why I had that story.
Makes sense.
I just try to help.
Can't you just buy grated cheese, though?
You can.
Yes, you can. Mm. Especially now at some of these she stores, you know, like Whole Paycheck, where they have the real fresh stuff.
Yes, right? Exactly.
That'd be good. Delicious.
What about a bunch of mozzarella sticks?
Mozzarella sticks. Yeah, yeah. Why don't you just buy a pizza? All right, and now here's a little something. There's a 75-year-old woman. Her name is Helen Washington in Brooklyn Center. Helen! She's in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Earlier this month, her grandson was at her house and drinking some tea. There's no word on how old he is, but okay. We do know he's an adult.
Sure.
Well, he kept putting his teacup down on her furniture, even when she told him not to.
Oh, Helen.
Helen. And finally, she was so upset that she grabbed her gun that she had handy and shot him in the leg.
Oh, Helen.
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 The cops arrested her for felony assault, you think? And she told them she didn't think she deserved to go to jail over it. She's due in court in December, and she could be facing up to 7 years in prison and a $14,000 fine. But there's not a ring on any table in her house. So she's got that going for her, which is nice. Yes, sir.
Helen!
All right, we will... Helen! If you put that teacup on my table one more time, I'm going to shoot you with a gun. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob's Audio Vault coming up next.
It's Political Persuasion.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz from your favorite political podcast, Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the administration's abysmal response to the killing of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi. Elizabeth Warren launches her shadow presidential campaign and bites it hard. And we're looking at a record turnout for the midterms. We break down the numbers. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Istanbul!
Political Persuasions.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Time for Did You Know?
I love this. This is a great new feature on the show called Did You Know?
Did You Know? Did You Know Ichabod Crane is a fictional character from Washington Irving's short story, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, first published in 1820.
True.
Crane is invariably portrayed in most adaptations as a tall, lanky individual with a scarecrow effect. He is terrified by ghosts, goblins, and the idiots that haven't bought a bonus package yet, you jerk faces. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. And it still has that scent of a flaming but rotted pumpkin curled with anger through a covered bridge in the chilly and lifeless night air. Also, gourds. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Remember, you can't argue with a headless man. And please, buy the bonus show. Let me read that the right way. Yes. Remember, you can't argue with a headless man. And please buy the bonus show. Scared kids? Ooh. Yes, sirree. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Getting close to Halloween, October 24, 2018. Rob,
you didn't mention the biggest baseball story in town.
What's that?
Is the fact that Mookie Betts stole a base so you can steal a free taco.
Tacos!
Benintendi, 9 for 38 in the postseason after hitting 290 during the regular year. There goes Betts. A late swing and a throw down to second gets into center on a steal by Mookie Betts.
So on November 1st, between 2 and 6 p.m., you can go to Taco Bell and get a free taco.
Ooh.
Thank you, Mookie.
And everybody gets one, right? You bring nine people in a car and you can get them.
That's right. Absolutely.
Right.
Because they didn't think anyone would steal a base. They were playing the odds.
I wonder what that insurance policy looks like for Taco Bell.
pretty interesting. Right. I mean, everybody in America, Oscar, everybody yes. in America gets a taco, and it's the Locos taco.
Yes, exactly.
Whatever that one is.
That's the one they're promoting. Good. I think what they're thinking is that it's such a tiny taco, is they're probably going to upsell you and get you to buy something else.
You guys are going to, someone on the show has to
I'm gonna go
try this.
I'm going to go okay. get it. 2 to 6, November 1st.
For the show.
We're going to be in transit. I'm going to be in, you're going to already be in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas will have a Taco Bell.
Oh, they have a Taco Bell there and mm-hmm. a Del Taco.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to think.
Dueling tacos.
I'm going to be in the air. I'm going to be in transit unless there's one in an
not
airport.
Not for 24
phone
hours.
Ahead. Phone ahead. Huh? Phone ahead.
Right. Just leave it in my hotel room. Have one of the interns. Get me one.
On a doily?
Yes, on a doily. With a silver platter underneath.
And also, congratulations, Mike, on your Boston Red Sox victory last night, which means that it's a really just open season for news anchors to do their Boston accents.
The Dodgers will take on the Red Sox first on their turf right there in Boston.
That's right. Yeah. Boston, right?
Boston.
Boston.
Yeah.
Game one of the World Series from Fenway Park.
We're live at Fenway Park.
Fenway Park.
Fenway Park to see the green monster up close.
Let's see if we can find some wicked smart Dodgers fans.
So if you're about to jump in your car.
Don't leave your car in the yard out there, Bob, Rob.
Have some clam chowder.
Clam chowder.
Clam chowder. Some chowder.
Clam chowder.
Boston. Boston, you're going down. That's my best accent, no?
What I would love to do is have a little meeting with all these news anchors and say, have you no shame? Because you know, that really sucks.
If there is any restaurant in New England that says chow da with
yes.
D-A-H or bahaba, like up in bar, I
or what
I
about
lobster? Lobster.
Not acceptable.
I cannot tell you how much I hate it. I truly, with every fiber of my being, I truly hate
well,
that.
Well, really keep it at worst, you only got 6 more games of it. That's it.
Well, it also Hollywood played into it, too, when you had about 9 Hollywood movies in a row where all these Hollywood actors were doing the ha-da-ba.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And then perpetuated by Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg, who were just constantly ha-da-ba.
The party.
Yeah, and you know, Rob Morrow does it slightly in, what do you call it, a quiz show. And there's no need for it. There's absolutely no need for it.
Yeah. And Mark Wahlberg, by the way, probably the most legitimate
oh, of course.
Guy mm-hmm. that does the accent. Matt Damon, I always thought was magnificent that he, you know, even in Good Will Hunting, he came from
New
the
England.
England.
Yeah. He knew
but,
the area,
but he actually
yeah.
watered it down a little bit so it wasn't over the top. Then you see The Departed and they're all just going, pa-da-pa-da.
Departed. Hey, you see The Departed?
I love that movie still.
All right. Speaking of movies, I remember as a boy, my father took me to see The Fly. The Gina Davis, Jeff Goldblum
man.
Movie.
Oh, man.
And it was
how old were you?
I was a young kid. It was still, they still had theaters in Tyson's Corner Mall.
That must have been terrifying.
And it had all the spin of being the scariest, grossest movie in years.
Yes.
And we're in a packed theater.
Puking on somebody's arm to
We were
it.
In a puked theater. We were in a packed theater and it was dead silence and the credits come up and the two spiewacks in the theater laughed because it said, Brooks Films presents, and we're so conditioned that when we see the name Mel Brooks that we laughed, and it was really something we shared, the fact that we're about to be scared to death, and because Mel Brooks produced this film, we laughed. Later, I find out one of the most key lines in all of horror movies was suggested by Mel Brooks. So Mel Brooks, who wrote The Funniest Stuff Ever Written, also wrote this line in The Fly for Veronica, played by Gina Davis.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
It's a Mel Brooks line, and I'm proud of Mel.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Pretty cool. Pretty
beautiful
cool.
line. Really.
I love it.
And just classic, used in movie
also,
after movie after movie.
That technology is not here yet. I don't care if a fly ends up in that pod. We should have it by now.
Oh, the transferring
mm-hmm.
pod?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I know you want to give Mel Brooks credit for that, but I didn't use it in movies, but I should point out that prior to my first 2 marriages, that line was given to me by my father. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Thanks, Dad.
You should have listened, Mike.
You were right.
You should have listened. So let's turn the page, and I'd like to introduce you to a new favorite of mine, Harriet, the opera donkey.
Ooh,
this is
the
a donkey.
Opera donkey.
This is a donkey that a gentleman was had his phone. He was taking a walk, and he walked by a field, and a donkey made sounds that I don't normally associate with that of a donkey. Her name is Harriet.
That's a donkey making that sound.
That's Harriet the opera donkey. So I was thinking maybe she could be in a new band. We could call it Van Donkey. Because, you know, Van Halen has trouble with lead singers, right?
It works.
What's like that, that you say? You don't like Van Halen? You don't like Van Halen? Tell you what I'm going to do.
Donkey, opera donkey.
You got a new song for you. It's called Welcome to the Donkey. This is a more of a hard rock record.
Okay.
Harriet the Opera Donkey.
Yeah, baby. Woo! The Opera Donkey. All right, that's giving me a headache.
And the good thing is Harriet's on time to every show, so you don't have that Axl Rose problem. So
yeah,
watch for Harriet.
The driver takes her in the trailer. She's all right. Yeah.
Now, let's say you are a driver, and let's say you don't have your driver's license because maybe you like to drink a little bit.
Okay.
This is the case with Shane Swanscott in Australia, who did not have a driver's license, but amazingly, his boat was ready to be launched. So how does he get his boat from his yard to the water? He uses his mobility scooter, like an Amigo scooter for people that need help.
You mean like the rascal?
A rascal, exactly. Okay. And he got arrested.
Well, I lost my license, and pretty much at the same time I'd finished fixing up my boat. I was going to push it down by hand, but I thought, why not use this? I'm sitting at the lights like this at the turning lane, ready to turn, and the Highway Patrol slows down, and like comes past and just goes like, what the f***?
So, no word as to whether or not he actually launched the boat. But it is great because it looked to be like about an 18 or 20 foot craft.
I got me rascal skinny going to launch the boat, me boat in. And then we go into a wedding with the fat bridesmaids.
Sure, fat. And we close with this. Adam Sandler has a new special that dropped on Netflix. It is called 100% Fresh. It's Adam Sandler-y, but he sang one short song that I liked.
It was the perfect day. You had the sweetest smile. You were my only way. Yeah, we were doing it in style. We were walking and talking and jamming and jawing. It was you and me against the world. Then you got hit by an electric car because you didn't hear it coming.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That works. Oh, my God. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting the engine of freedom and democracy requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. If you can buy a lottery ticket, you can get down and vote. You can do that. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by Back to the 80s, the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show. It's a hilarious 1980s themed mystery starring Justin Schlegel, Robin Joe, plus Mike, Rob, and Oscar from the Mike O'Mara Show. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada. For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay. Come on.
That's a bingo.
Goodbye.